2 years ago, the Sitka Assembly was considering a resolution opposing Sea Alaska land selection legislation. Speaking at the Assembly meeting that night, Kukesh reminded them of his position in the state Senate and listed some of the things he votes on every year, including the Mount Edgecombe High School budget and some other money that affects Sitka. Here's tape of Kukesh in front of the Assembly on February 26, 2008.
I'm also a member of the majority in the Alaska legislature with Senator Stedman. And the discussion about the cruise ship tax is a valid one. And I sit as a member of that organization that's going to help decide those taxes. And I think that Sitka's going to benefit and do very well with the cruise tax initiative and with the impact of this community.
A few minutes later, during that same testimony, Kukesh tried to clarify his remarks.
I'm a state legislator. I'm a member of the state Senate. Those comments I made about helping Sitka are the same comments I would make to any community in Southeast Alaska. I would not, no matter what you do on this resolution, do anything to hurt Sitka. I've got family members and a lot of cousins and relatives who live here.
We didn't feel that truly met the same standard as the Craig City Council.
That's Gary Turner, chairman of the Senate's Ethics Subcommittee. He says Kukesh's remarks in Sitka had a different tone and meaning than what he said in Craig.
Different words were used and didn't feel that there was an implication of the quid pro quo as was evidenced in the Craig Council meeting.
Sitka Assemblymember Jack Osment was among those who felt what Kukesh said to the Assembly that night 2 years ago was improper. In an interview Tuesday morning with KCAW, Osment applauded the Ethics Subcommittee's decision. Kukesh will have to write a public apology letter to the city of Craig. Osment said an apology to Sitka, though not required by the Ethics Subcommittee, would be good for relations, but that a copy of the letter to the city of Craig would be acceptable, too.
The one with Craig will be adequate as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't need to write two letters of apology, but I think it's good that we got it started and put it through and that the committee has taken action upon it.
Kukesh, meanwhile, says the dismissal of the Sitka complaint is good news, and he pointed out that, like the complaint from Craig, the Sitka complaint was not filed by the mayor or an assembly member.
I don't even know the individual in Sitka who filed the complaint. I don't even remember seeing or hearing somebody like that in the meetings over there. He may have been. I don't know him personally. I don't know where the complaint came from. So I'm grateful that the committee took the time to look at that and dismiss it as not having any basis.
The Ethics Subcommittee handed down its decision on February 17th and gave Kukesh 20 days to write the letter of apology or to request a hearing. With assistance from Deanna Garrison in Ketchikan, this is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.